This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DJV Experience, brought to you in part by Sherry's Berries. I'm preparing you now to listen to us eat these on the air.
Oh, no.
Later, hello. Already? What's that? Who's your what?
Didn't we do this, eating them on the air already?
Yes, we did, and we're going to do it again because they're so good.
It's actually Groundhog Day. We're reliving yesterday again.
Yes.
That's right.
Actually, the groundhog is not really cued in or clued in. Apparently, spring has arrived already, and Phil got it wrong, which is why we didn't talk much about it yesterday, because I knew in my heart, I knew in my soul, I knew in my cerebellum that Phil was a faker yesterday. Phil the faker. Didn't have it. Doesn't have it. Needs a little rest, maybe a year off. Anyway, more winter, he said, but the weather in the southeast especially says, niet. Weather improving fast, and it's funny how we get into this mood.
Can I ask you guys a question?
You can ask us a question, and we'll tell you no lies.
Let me just interrupt. Let me just interrupt this.
Jennifer, you need
to know the weather.
Yeah.
Do you turn on, like, a weather person? Do you look online, or do you go out on a Saturday and pull, you know, Saturday stand squirrel out of your tree and see if it sees a shadow? I mean, what?
Depends on how much you've had to drink.
Are we going to stop this?
Probably, yes. It's so silly.
I mean, really.
Yeah, it is silly.
I mean, Staten Island Chuck, Punxsutawney Phil, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Staten Island Chuck, I think, has better statistics in terms of being right, but that just means that whoever the human is who's yanking him out of a hole is just better at, at predicting the weather, I guess.
So who can we use in Los Angeles as an arbiter of the weather, Jennifer? Who could we?
Do they even do that in L.A.?
No, well, they don't have to because it's the same weather all the time.
They pull a surfer out of the water and go, it's going to be amazing every day. Yeah. It's California.
Yeah, squirrels. I saw something yesterday that is fascinating. And I, without giving you too much information, I was sitting in the bathroom and I was looking out the window.
Uh-oh.
And
I need too much information.
That ship sailed.
I'm watching these squirrels run up the tree. And I have been, one of the things about my front yard is beautiful trees all around the front of the house. And so these squirrels are chasing each other, and they run up the tree, and they run out to a branch, and they jump across the branch to a branch on another tree. And then they go across that tree, and they jump on a branch from another tree. And I thought to myself, does this squirrel know these trees that well that he can do it? And the other one following him, whether it's a male chasing a female or a female chasing a male, but do they know how the distance between, like, the trees are fairly close together, so there's only about 3 feet between the extended branch on one tree and the one they jump to. But this is like it was perfectly choreographed, and it looked, you could put music to it. It was fascinating to watch.
So I have an important question to ask about this.
Boy.
Do your neighbors know that when they see you looking out of the window that you're sitting on the toilet?
Well, most of the fortunate thing is that I don't have any neighbors that can see me. The only way they could see me is if they drove.
Fortunate
the
for them.
And they were looking. I'm not going to, we don't have to spend too much time on that. It happened to be the circumstance in which I found myself, and that's why I made it part of the story. Because people would be wondering, perhaps, why was I just sitting there looking out the window when I have such a busy life and lots of things to accomplish, and so how could I just sit there and look out the window at the squirrels? So it was
a point.
I think
we could probably figure that out.
Yes, okay, good. All right, well.
Bathroom Musings with Doug Steffen.
Well, but I'm sharing something that you probably didn't know about how smart squirrels are. So the next time your dog chases a squirrel up a tree, have mercy on that squirrel. Mercy.
It's like a highway up there. They get it. They know what they're. They know where they're going.
I don't know that it makes squirrels smart. I think it just they're agile and they can judge.
Yeah, but how do they
like
know
bats.
How do they go to a specific branch?
Because they
across.
See it and they can judge the distance.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but how do they know when they get on it that they're going to be able to do that?
I don't think that they do know. I just think that it's
they're
instinct.
So light
that
and they're moving
so quickly.
That's what
their bodies are made for.
Yeah, really? It's like bats. How do bats know they can fly through a moving fan? You know, they can.
I don't know. The bats are gross, though. I don't know that.
Well,
I think squirrels are that gross.
Kind of squirrels are too.
Gross. All right.
I mean, they're rats with pretty tails.
Yeah, but it is. I remember I was walking around. Uri Geller and I, when I was visiting over in Israel, were walking around Jaffa, which is an old, like, thousand-year-old village south of Tel Aviv, is where he lives. And there's this big old building there, and we were walking by it, and it was closed up, locked up. And I heard all this noise, this racket from inside the village. I said, what the heck is that? He said handily and happily that there were 8,000 bats that lived inside this old building.
Ooh.
And for whatever the reason, it gives me the willies. I'm with you.
Yeah.
When I found bats in an old barn that I used to own, man, did I go in there and fumigate that place. It just
Well, bats also, they kind of like swoop your head and ooh.
Yeah, they can be really gross. I don't know if they're any grosser than any other rodent. But it's
but
just,
they have wings. That makes
they,
them
they can't see. They don't have any eyes. Yeah. Okay, well, welcome to our Friday get-together. So far, I've been on the bathroom toilet. We've talked about how horrible bats are. You know, I kind of put this, if I can, you're going to have to, we don't have to, but I'm going to, in the people department, try to dismiss as much as often. I didn't even know this Milo. Is it Yiannopoulos? How do you pronounce it? Yiannopoulos?
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Okay. So before I tell you what I think, because he's from the ultra-right, I'm going to let Jennifer encourage Jennifer.
It's the alt-right.
The alt-right, okay. Mm-hmm. Like Bannon. Somebody else I don't know.
Well, Bannon's actually not from the alt-right. No. It's that he ran Breitbart, which has a lot of friends with the
alt-right.
Was
this guy at Breitbart, this Yiannopoulos?
Milo is yes.
Yeah, okay. So here, well, I was going to jump into it, but I'm interested. Now, this is all about freedom of speech, or at least the flap this week is about freedom of speech, which, you know, in terms of whether people ought to be able to say what they want, yep. Everybody should be able to say anything, everything they want, and then go with the consequences, whatever they may be. And I know at some circumstances, sometimes, Jennifer, I've been guilty of judging people before I knew the whole story. So the reason I asked you to explain, please, for us who this guy is because on first blush, I don't like the guy. I don't like him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I don't want to stop him from being able to say what he says, but he's a hater, and I don't like haters. That's the way he comes across, anyway, with the stir from this week. So you want to put your, I don't mean spin, but put us into some place so we understand this, and
well,
maybe some people have sympathy for the guy?
Okay, I don't have sympathy for really anybody. I mean, if anybody came out of this with anything positive, it's Milo Yiannopoulos, because although he was limited on the campus, he's been in
Nobody
the headlines.
Nobody knew who he was before this.
Well, no, a lot of people did, but right. I mean, obviously this just bolsters who he is.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Milo Yiannopoulos. I don't really pay much attention to him. You know, whatever. I mean, he talks. Everybody gets a right to, that's kind of how I feel. But
go to a college campus this week.
He was invited by a group on the college campus at UC Berkeley to speak on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Right? Would that be right?
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday.
Wednesday night. Sorry.
Okay. Was this
all my days blend together. So he was supposed to speak Wednesday night at UC Berkeley. And before he got there, he was not necessarily supported by the administration. The administration wasn't really happy about having him there. Before he gets there, protests, which I'm going to call riots because that's what they were. They weren't protests. Protests were the women's march that were peaceful. Riots broke out where things were set on fire. People were throwing rocks at people who were trying to get into the event to see Milo.
Yeah.
There was a lot of violence going on. And so UC Berkeley basically just canceled Milo's appearance on the campus.
College.
They also protected in my estimation, what went wrong here, it has very little to do with Milo's message. He could say whatever he wants. He should be allowed to. That's what college is about. It's about exchanging ideas. It's about opening your mind to other perspectives. It's about agreeing and disagreeing. And if the people didn't like it, they could protest peacefully. But these violent protesters were protected, really, by UC Berkeley, who held off the police for a while. Then when the police came in, they were macing people who were actually there to see Milo Yiannopoulos and who were there just trying to get into the event. This woman actually got maced on camera. It was pretty disturbing. And then you have not one arrest that was made from the people who were lighting things on fire. And so you feel, which in California I've started to feel a lot, like the people who just have a differing opinion are offered less protection than the people who are doing wrong.
I think that's an accurate observation. But in the now, turning it around a little bit, this guy has made it his life's work to diss people who are different than he is. And
well, he calls himself a provocateur.
Yeah.
And he's self-described provocateur. And so, but look, I don't choose to be provoked by him. I choose to just ignore him and go about my life. There are some people who choose to be provoked by him. There's a lot of misinformation about him, to be fair. He got into this very ugly altercation with Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters, which was... He said some really horrible things to her, but he was attacked first. Not that that should make a difference, but he was the fake news is that he just went after Leslie Jones willy-nilly. He had said something about Ghostbusters. She and her internet crowd went after him, and then he fired back with some really ugly stuff and got banned permanently from Twitter. So there's ugliness to go around on
that.
Both. Okay, yeah, there's ugliness to go around on both sides, but it's
okay, so
he's not my cup of tea.
And I don't mean to not include you in this at all, Victoria, but I'm kind of thinking back at Ann Coulter and the way she used to be sort of, she's become more mainstream. I don't know that her thinking has changed. I think she's become a little more moderate than she was. But I was trying to think of who on the left would be the equivalent of an Ann Coulter or a Milo Yiannopoulos. And I couldn't come up with a name. And it's not because I'm not trying.
Can.
Who?
Oh, gosh, what's his name? The real wild hair. Cornel West is a big one.
Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either. I don't know who
Cornel
West is. Yeah. No.
Who is that?
What's an example? I would like to know, because I want to be sort of on the lookout for these people so I can ignore them.
Cornel West is a political activist. He's got real wild hair. He's a public intellectual. He's a member of the Socialist Party, really, and he's very controversial. The thing is, and I don't mean this to sound in any not to, just take it for
no,
what
go
it
ahead.
Is.
I think I know where you're going. Yeah,
but
I think you're
liberal
right.
speakers get to speak, and conservatives let it happen.
Yeah, they don't.
And the opposites are not true. So
yeah. Right. This is from the checks and balances department, or maybe it's from the mirroring department, or whatever, you know, however you want to look at it. There are a lot of things that are said, and there's an imbalance in the way we hear about some of these things, or who says them, because the news media is so out of balance.
But just to be fair, though, the follow-up to the Milo story, yeah, he was banned from the Berkeley campus before his speech, but he's on a college tour, and the next night, I think, Jen, you were right, that was Tuesday night, because Wednesday night, he was at a different college. I forget which one it was now.
University of Wisconsin.
Right, and that's where, and I don't care what, he, of course, he can share whatever crazy opinions he has, I don't care, but this is where it draws the line for me, when he singled out a transgender student, put the girl's picture up and left it up on the screen just to mock her for like 10 minutes of his speech.
Yeah.
And called this person out who had nothing to do.
The guy's a butthole.
He's a disgusting human being.
But he's a butthole who's protected by this country.
Yep.
He's a butthole who's protected
I'm not saying
by
anyone
the Constitution.
Should, I'm not saying he shouldn't be
just
protected.
Know about
I'm just
it,
saying he's a disgusting human
here's,
being. He's
here's
a troll.
The option that you have. If you want to disconnect them, if they're connected to you on social media, you disconnect them. You don't let them in some way intimidate you or change your mind because you don't feel like you get along with the rest of the crowd. Differing is good, but being like this, in my mind, isn't. But do they deserve protection? Yep, they ought to be able to speak their mind. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Anniversary of the wardrobe malfunction in the Super Bowl.
You're strange.
What's happening?
Brittany, are you getting excited thinking about that?
Suffered another wardrobe malfunction during her concert at. This current tour is called Piece of Me.
It's her
residency. Planet Hollywood and
yeah,
the Action Theater in Las
Vegas. Yeah, and now you got to
Vegas.
See a piece of her, so she delivers.
Apparently, yes, yeah, exactly. Wardrobe malfunction, seen in several videos posted on social media this week. She flashed her bare breast while performing her set. The song is called Work Bitch.
Yeah, she opened with it. That was the first song, so you got a boob and an opening song.
I don't know what I like better, this story or having Doug say Work Bitch on the show.
As what, say that again, you what?
I don't know what I like best, the story itself or you saying Work Bitch?
It's not exactly my, it wouldn't be my normal, I wouldn't put those two words together often, if at all. She looked very good, fit, and she strutted her stuff across the stage in this low-cut leotard, but one of the straps on the ensemble slid off or over or whatever. Yeah, there could have been you can imagine where it might have been not. By accident to get a little attention. Whatever. She wasn't paying much attention to it, apparently, and that was the crowd like that.
The video and the pictures are everywhere, that's for sure.
Right, exactly.
I don't think she did it on purpose, though. I don't think Britney is that type.
She didn't go Janet Jackson.
Right, right.
But she's a pro. She's really grown up. I have a lot of respect for her, given where she was.
She's really recovered, yeah.
Right. Yep.
I mean, I think she's still a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but, she's done a good job.
Yeah, she is a little cuckoo. But that's, so what's wrong with that? Some people think you're cuckoo, Jennifer. Some people think Victoria's cuckoo. Nobody thinks I'm cuckoo.
I'm just saying there's varying levels of cuckoo. Like, I'm under light medication to treat my cuckoo.
cuckoo.
Brittany's probably under a little more med.
I had my nose cauterized yesterday. I'm under medication. That may be what's going on with me today. A little bit. I'm a little looser than I normally might be. All right, let's move to the Clive Davis documentary. You remember Clive Davis, who was responsible probably for more music, more hit makers than almost anybody else other than Barry Gordy. Maybe it fits in the same category. Except Barry Gordy, well, both of them had their shortcomings. Let's put it that way. But as far as music people are concerned, they were sharp. So this is a documentary called Clive Davis, The Soundtrack of Our Lives, opening at the Tribeca Film Festival with a concert of some of the people that he helped, including Aretha, Jennifer Hudson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, performing after the world premiere, which will be in April. And it was actually, this documentary was based on his own autobiography, Clive Davis, The Soundtrack of Our Lives. And it looks at the life of him. He was married. He was the first husband for
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Wait, what?
He was like about 80 years older than she is.
Wait, what?
That's true.
No, Clive Davis never married Mariah Carey. You're thinking of
Matola.
Tommy Mottola.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Mottola. Right. Yeah. Right. But they're both feasts in the same pod, if you know what
I mean.
That'd
be a good story, though.
What's that? Marrying
both
of them?
He did work with Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Yes, he did. All right, anyway, so this documentary encapsulates the discoveries and careers of artists like Whitney Houston. I remember seeing him, and it was obvious the pain in his face when he was confronted with her death. So, anyway, I'm sure there'll be a lot more talk about it as we get closer to April or when it actually takes place. 28 after the hour here with DJV.
Living with yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. My dad was a professor for 40 years. For the first 15 years of his career, he taught literature. The rest of his career, he taught earth sciences. Once, when I was a teenager, I asked him what he liked about studying things like geology. He said, "If you're only going to live on one planet for your entire life, don't you think it's a good idea to know about that planet?" I thought his answer was awesome. It resonated deeply with me. In fact, I ended up choosing to study psychology because I thought, hey, if I'm only ever going to always live with myself, then I think it's probably a good idea to get to know myself. And I think that that could apply for you, too, which is why I make an effort to bring you this podcast every day on emotional management. You will always live with you, so get to know yourself. For more insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So Clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10
10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
See what's going on here. I'm going to go back for a moment. The last half hour, if you didn't hear us, you can listen to it in the archives. The first half of hour three, the conversation focused on this creep, Yiannopoulos, and whatever his name is. So we were sort of talking. I've been reflecting during.
I love how you play the close enough game. You're like, you know, Colin Kaepernick. Copernicus or whatever you call
it. By the way, he fit into this same thought pattern that I'm in at the moment. So
right.
I'm thinking about why this stuff bothers me, or why it would bother you, and I say you collectively. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. How it is that we get angry about this sort of thing. And I think that there is a, and I think it has credibility, there's a thought pattern here that's called mirroring. And when you come across somebody who makes you as angry as either that guy gets, excuse me, or we get listening to him, or anybody like that, we are upset because psychologists would tell you that those people are expressing qualities that you yourself have that you don't like. That's why family members can be so vexing for so many of us, because we see ourselves in them and vice versa. They see themselves in us.
So it makes my dad crazy about me. He goes, "You're just like me."
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not always true. But when it is, it's kind of an opportunity to grow a bit. And if you care to think about it, and that's what I was doing during the break at the bottom of the hour. I acknowledge that I don't like those sorts of things because there are probably... I remember having a conversation... I'm not going to identify the person, but somebody we all know and love, who was so off. This was years ago. We were talking about gay rights and gay individuals.
You're talking about Rich?
I am. Yes, as a matter of
fact. He's on a beach drinking a cocktail right now. He won't.
He's actually in Portland with an ice storm. I was just talking to him yesterday.
Yeah.
He left warm California.
Anyway, so he and I were having a conversation, and he was happy to accuse me of being a liberal whenever I came up with stuff like this. And anybody who knows me well knows that I'm open to different ideas. I'm open to ideas that are left of center and right of center. I think you're foolish to buttonhole yourself into a particular category of thinking. Anyway, that's not important to the conversation. The conversation was about gay people, gay rights, and things like that. And I obviously hit a nerve with him. And he went off in a way that I'd never heard him go off before. And I just let him go. He was very negative about the person we were talking about. And I realized that, and I said this to him, I think I said it to him on the air as well as off the air, because there wasn't much, when we'd get into a brouhaha stuff, there wasn't much that we would say to each other off the air that we wouldn't say on the air. And I said, "You're a homophobe."
Oh, boy.
And he stopped, like, in his tracks. "What do you mean?" I said, "Listen to the way you're talking about this person. Why are you so upset about the way he lives his life? What difference does it make to you?" So I bring that up as kind of a acknowledgement. I think we all have this in us, no matter what. One person's not better than the other. I don't talk like that. Baloney. You all have these thoughts about people who are different from you for whatever the reason. And it goes back to maybe this is the reason that we ought to have robots. You think robots would be homophobes? Or artificial intelligence would be homophobic? Or put the adjective in that you want to use to describe whatever somebody's thought pattern is about something. For example, if you have a coworker who engages in some kind of negative behavior, like complaining, trying to control everything, we look at it because we don't like it, but how much of ourselves is there? How many of those traits do we have? Am I making myself clear? Does this argument make any sense at all?
People who really bother you and irk you, there's...
Because you see them, you see yourself in them.
Subconsciously, that's them showing you your own ugly behavior that you find repulsive.
Yep. It's called mirroring. Right. So can you think of somebody, Victoria, that has that impact on you?
I used to work with someone who it took me a long time to realize that this person was always going to get under my skin until I figured out why. And then I realized through that same theory, because she's doing things that subconsciously I was doing and didn't realize. And then once I realized that, I mean, it was as if this person disappeared off the planet from
me. So that you see, that's the
whole
point.
I was released from it.
You got it. You got it. You got what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's because when I first saw that, I thought, what an a-hole. And then, it's just whoever he is, whatever his mission is, his tendency is to need help. He probably didn't get breastfed as a kid and needs attention. Whatever.
Rich. Wow.
That's hilarious.
I did say that, I think, also. I mean, there's nobody that I love. He and I have a wonderful relationship, and we always have, but we don't agree, and we sometimes get into it. Not so much now as we used to, but it just is one of those things where you feel strongly about something, and maybe it's like an internal built-in system of checks and balances. I like that terminology, which if you realize it or you can see it, enables you to engage in self-exploration.
Absolutely.
And then maybe change your behavior a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see behavior in somebody you don't like, do you think about yourself and then you try to weed it out of yourselves? And maybe there's a bit of inspiration through this process. And that's why, that's the only reason, Jennifer, that guy has any value to me whatsoever. Because I may see some of myself in him, and that's why he annoys me as much as he does.
See, I don't really see, I get what you're saying. I actually think what you're saying has lots of value. I'm trying to think of an example in my own life, and I can't.
Wait a minute. Write that down somewhere.
Yeah.
What Doug said
really,
actually has a lot of value.
I can't really see it happening. I can see that when my dad gets frustrated with me a lot, it's because he sees himself in me. And so he gets frustrated because he goes, ugh, I did that. And he wants me to be better. I would say when it comes to politics, I try really hard to not be mean-spirited with political conversations.
And you are not. You don't ever come across that way.
Because I try to really explain my way of thinking, but what I do realize is when it comes to politics or social issues or things that are important, specifically things that are important to me, I am passionate about them.
Yeah.
And it does drive me a little crazy. I mean, I have lots of people in my life that I love that do not agree with me. My mother,
my
friends on this show. A lot of times we don't agree on stuff.
I mean,
my whole social circle is really different than me.
But you know what?
But I try to explain it with passion, I think, because I want people, the people that I love, to understand where I'm coming from, I guess.
Nobody hears that, and I'm going to use this, Victoria. You're not the victim here, so don't please take it that way.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
But I think that there are those who hear your point. That's why we don't engage in these conversations much, because all they do is polarize, and I'm not interested in polarizing the audience or anybody. I want to bring people together. But I do want to value the opinions that may be expressed on these things and others. It happens that, and I don't know that I knew this when I brought Victoria onto the program, that more often than not, we're all in agreement about things once we talk them through. But there are those who listen to you, and maybe even at the beginning, because of, and this happened with Roberta when she was here as well. She was not popular with some people when it came to her expressions about things because she came across as being so strident. But it's an interpretation that people, and this is my read on it, although I think sometimes Jennifer and I have gotten into it and she was a little angry at me, and Victoria might be the same way because we really sort of push ourselves into a place where we don't know what the boundaries are. And so in that way, I say this because I think you have changed somewhat. And Richie used to tell me that he changed a lot. I don't know. I think I've changed a lot. I think the point is we're all changing a lot because we're actually listening to what the other person says. Even if we don't agree with it, it sort of calms us down. The influence of other people, if you listen to things discussed rationally, you don't get upset. So the people who would be ticked off at Victoria for a point of view she might have, or Jennifer or whomever, it's only because they don't know how to express themselves in a way that is intelligent enough to counter in their own minds. Why would you be upset about something Victoria said if you disagree with her? So what? Or same with Jennifer. Why would you be upset? Or me? Why would you be upset about that? It's just, that's the way we think, and it's our expression. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were...
No, I'm done. I've said it enough.
It's really interesting because I think that's where you get so much frustration, particularly, I think... we saw it during the election cycle when there was that forgotten voter that people were talking about that people feel like they didn't get communicated to.
And it's still around now
and
being heard.
By the way, and that Donald Trump tapped into and Bernie Sanders to some extent also tapped into that. I think that what you get is frustration. Like from right now, what I see in the media is that I'm a bad person for feeling X, Y, Z, or for supporting Donald Trump or whatever. I feel like I'm a bad person by these messages, but I don't really know why. So the protesters who are burning things down, they're communicating to me that somehow I'm a bad person, even though I don't like Milo. I'm not a fan of his, but I support that he gets to speak on college campuses. I'm being told I'm a bad person, but I don't know why. And it's the same thing with the Democrats right now in Congress who are either boycotting their cabinet hearings or they're trying to mount...
Childish.
Well, they're trying to mount their offense against Neil Gorsuch. Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat in Virginia, said, let's give the guy a hearing. Yeah. I would say, give me a hearing or go to these things and then tell me, prosecute your case as to why this isn't an acceptable choice. Because when you explain your argument to me, it makes me feel a whole lot better than just saying, well, no, this is a bad guy and we're not going to
hear. They realize that they're wasting their time.
And I think people on both sides of the aisle, by the way, are guilty of that. It's usually whoever's in charge at the moment. Yeah. But you can't just say somebody's a bad person or a racist or a bigot. You've got to tell them why. You've got to explain your case. And I think that's what misses a lot from political debate.
Yeah, that's you're a bigot.
It's about name calling more than explanation.
You're a clown or something else.
Right.
All right. We all done? Are we all finished with this? Can we have some strawberries now with chocolate on them?
Just don't eat them on the air, because that's gross.
I am going to eat them on the air.
Oh, no.
I have another one of them right here.
He did this yesterday, too, again, after you left.
Oh. Well, to be fair, Jen, he can only do it for 6 days if we do it twice a day. So it'll be over soon.
Now, I will say I did have some cherry's berries last night.
No.
I had the chocolate one.
No.
Oh. So good.
Aren't they all chocolate?
I'm eating.
Well, the one with the chocolate chips on the outside. Oh,
yeah.
Yummy.
I'm eating a milk chocolate covered strawberry with nuts right now. And that's good. What more on
wow. Wow, that's awesome.
That's the whole commercial right there.
Well,
I'm eating it. It's good.
Actually, you know what, Kara? It pretty much is the whole commercial. Other than how do you get them? Because... In the main, these things are delightful. And after you have, we could have considered the last 10 minutes or so a moderately difficult conversation. So what's the best way to get from a moderately serious conversation to something else but a good commercial about a great product? And that's what Cherry's Berries are. The perfect gift. The experts at Sherry's have found the perfect gift. If you have a Valentine that you value, like Jennifer and Victoria both have men in their lives, that they now really value. And so if there's somebody, and by the way,
he was eyeballing my Sherry's berries, by the way.
What's that?
He was eyeballing my Sherry's berries.
Well, it's okay. You maybe want to get him some if he appreciates them. I think that it's all too often considered a one-way street. The guy's supposed to get things for the women on Valentine's Day, but that's not the case. Meredith got me these last... This is the first time I saw them last year. Meredith found them. She's always good at finding things that are unusual, and these are very unusual. But, man, are they... You can certainly use them and have them and afford them. I mean, for heaven's sakes, these freshly dipped strawberries start at $19.99 for a dozen of them. And you can get for $10 more or $5. Well, actually, today, here's a special deal. All right, here's the reason to focus on this today. Because for only $5 more, today only, you double the berries. $5 more on top of the $19.99. All you need is my code to take advantage of this deal. It's DJV. This is for DJV listeners only. An amazing deal. Today, Friday, go online, visit berries.com. Berries, berries.com. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so get this amazing deal today. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for $5 more. Exclusive offer today for the people listening to this program. Use the code DJV where you click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV. All right, everybody got it? 10 before the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm...
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour now, it's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five items. Seems like just a week ago we did the same thing. Victoria, isn't that amazing how that works?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Top five items that seem to register with folks who are into social media. So let's do a Tech Talk time with number... Oh, wait a minute. Am I doing the big voice announcer or Jennifer?
That's what you usually do.
I do the big voice announcer. Okay, here. All right, number five this week.
Instagram announced, well, not they unofficially let it leak, so it hasn't been officially announced yet, but their next big update is going to be really, really great for Instagram users. Right now, if you are familiar with Instagram or if you have an account, you know that you get one picture per post, and you can't swipe left or right through it like you could on an iPhone when you're looking through a photo album. So now Instagram has upgraded their site to, they've done some testing in certain markets with advertisers, but it's eventually going to roll out to all users. So now you'll be able to have multiple photos per post. So you'll have one cover photo. Let's say you go on vacation, you'll have one cover photo of a beach, and then when someone goes to look at your Instagram post, if they double-click on that picture, then they get to see your whole photo album, which is really, if for Instagram users and lovers, this is a really cool update that is definitely going to be a game-changer, and it makes Instagram it puts them on par with other photo sharing sites because of the multiple posts, you know, multiple pictures per post. So that's going to be a really exciting Instagram update.
All right. Number four this week in our look at the top five tech stories.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has, he may be one of the most active and involved CEOs of any tech company. He is, he's been trying all different types of approaches. One of the best things I think Facebook has done is buy Instagram, because Instagram has really blown up as a social media platform. But now Facebook itself also wants to compete with TV. And he, a few weeks ago, we talked about ads being put on Facebook videos and mid-roll ads. Those are the type of ads you get halfway through your content and you have to sit through them. There's no way to click off them or anything. So he's experimenting with that now, and ads are popping up more and more on Facebook. But the reason he did that is because he wants to make it a platform for live video. So he says he wants to compete with Netflix and HBO, and they're going to have paid content, video content, where they want it like episodic, like you go in week after week to see whatever content they're giving you, and you're going to get hooked like you would with Game of Thrones. So it's a lofty ambition, but you know, if anyone could pull it off, it's probably Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep, very smart guy. All right, number three on our countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week, Victoria.
As virtual reality gets bigger and bigger and becomes more affordable, the prices have really dropped on a lot of those headgear sets where you snap your headphone into it and then you put it on your face like a mask, and then you're in the virtual reality world. As more and more of those become available, Samsung Gear is the most popular one. They've sold, I think, 10 million units so far. They've paired up with Citibank, which goes by Citi now, Live Nation, and Next VR, which stands for virtual reality. And they've announced a partnership that they're going to bring 10 live concerts of major artists. They have not announced specific artists yet, but they said 10 of the biggest artists in the world, and you'll be able to experience a live concert through virtual reality headsets. So that's going they say that the app will be available by the end of 2016. It started rolling out at the end of 2016, and then by the end of this year, we'll actually be immersed in these live virtual reality concerts. So maybe you can go see Adele.
Let's hope. Okay, number two, I think, is the most important one. There's a criticism from the peanut gallery about the big voice announcer. So, Kara, have the real big voice announcer standing by for number one, will you please? All right. Now, number two there, Victoria.
A phone scam.
This is very important, by the way.
Yeah, this is a phone scam that is still going on, but people have caught on to it now, thankfully. If you are on your cell phone and you see a number that you don't recognize, but it's from an area code that seems familiar, and you answer it and all you hear is someone saying, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" Do not answer yes. Hang up immediately and call 911. The police have actually urged you to do this. Call 911 and report this. This is a scam. What they're doing is they're recording your voice saying yes and saying that they can acknowledge you, and then they're tapping into all of your bank accounts and everything. It's a horrible scam, and a lot of people have fallen victim to it.
All right, where's the big voice announcer?
Number one.
All right, Victoria.
Uber has spent all week trying to recover from the backlash of the hashtag delete Uber. This, of course, stems from the JFK airport protests, and Uber is trying to clean it up, and the latest update is Travis, what's his last name, the CEO, has stepped down from Trump's advisory board.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's SEINE.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.